The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I believe that today is a special day. The topic before us today is engaging violence. Engaging violent faith for supernatural restoration. Engaging violent faith for supernatural restoration. Engaging violent faith for supernatural restoration. Ladies and gentlemen, life is not a fun fair. Life is full of battle. Life is not about bed of roses. Life is about winning. The battle of life does not call for gentility. The battle of life calls for violence. Somebody shout it. Say violence. Again, say violence. I can't hear you. Say violence. Again, I say, I can't hear you. Say violence. My pastor told me that life does not give you what you want. Life gives you what you demand. The demand you place on life determines the supply you get in life. And what places that demand is faith. Shout it, say faith. Say again, say faith. I'm happy to announce to you that the difference between Mr. A and Mr. B in this kingdom is the level of their faith in God. Faith is very, very important. What happens to you is according to your faith. Where you will go to in life is according to your faith. The exploit you will make in this kingdom is according to your faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. I love it. The second part of that scripture. The Bible says the righteous, all the just shall live by his faith. His faith. Thank God your father has faith. Thank God your mother has faith. Thank God your pastor has faith. But I dare to tell you that faith is not enough. When it comes to your life, it's according to your faith. In Mark chapter 2, from verse 1, the Bible says, and again Jesus entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. Somebody shout, Jesus is in the house. Again, say, my Jesus is in the house. And the Bible says in verse 2, and straightway many were gathered together, just like we gather tonight, insomuch that there was no room to receive him. No, not so much as about the door. In other words, both the inside, the outside, the door, the window is full. And Jesus preached the word unto them. Verse 3, the Bible says, and when they come unto him, bringing one sick of the, this man is paralyzed, which was born of four. In other words, four men carried him. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, for the crowd, they had broken it up. They let down verse 4 again. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they left the bed wherein the sick of. Now, you know this story very well. These men came to Jesus. They heard the news that Jesus was in the house. They heard the news that Jesus has power to heal. They know that this Jesus has the power to cure any diseases. And then they know that this is their last chance. Their friend is crippled. Their friend is paralyzed. Their friend is useless. Though he's breathing, but he's useless. All he could do is to eat. He's a parasite to them. All he could do is to act. He couldn't do anything. He couldn't contribute anything. He was valueless. He was a parasite. He didn't have any value. Every time they look at him, their head is shake in shame. They couldn't even identify with him in public because this disease has caused him to be embarrassed everywhere. Nobody wants to associate with him. Nobody has the boldness to call him their friend. But this one faithful day, they heard the news that Jesus is in the house. They know that this is their final bus stop. They know that if these opportunities will pass by, that is the end of the story. They know, and they call from a conference. They say, my friend, this is the last time. I know you've been giving our friend money. I know yesterday you are the one that fed him. And I'm not complaining, because today I'm the one to feed him, but I'm not complaining. But I think I've come to the end of assistance, because there is an ultimate assistance we can render. I heard it that Jesus is in the room. I know that you know that this man is powerful. If truly you love this, our friend, let us help him totally. Brother and sister, I want to tell you that if anybody give you money, thank God. If anybody give you food, thank God. If anybody send you clothes, thank God. But I dare to tell you that free thing does not free people. I tell you that one day they will be tired. I tell you that one day they will give up. I tell you that one day you will call them and they will not pick your call. But these guys were wise enough, and they said, let's help our friends totally. There is a crusade going on. Let's go there. I know that when we got there, this man will be healed. And that faithful day they came. But when they got there, they met another obstacle. They tried to go through the door. The whole door was full. They tried to go through the window. The window was full. They asked for permission to enter, but none of them is giving them permission. They say, but you see that we want to help our friend. The other guy says, so as to lose my place for you? Never. Here I come. I want to be blessed. I'm not going to give you permission. I'm not going to give you my space. And they thought within themselves, what can we do? If there is a will, there is a way. I think I have another option. The roof is open. Nobody is on the roof. Let us go through the roof. You carry the leg. You carry the other leg. Me, I will carry this left hand. You will carry this right hand. Let us lift him up. As I carry him, and they went to the roof. Where they are in that roof, they remove the roofing sheet. And when they remove the roofing sheet, they drop the guy in the midst of the people, right in the presence of Jesus. Jesus saw the guy. And my Bible told me, if you read further, Jesus said, when he saw their faith, excuse me, faith is invisible. How come Jesus saw their faith? But I'm here to announce to you that the proof of your faith is your action. I come to announce to somebody that your actions of faith will liberate you today in the name of Jesus. I say your actions of faith will liberate you in the name of Jesus. The day of sitting down is over. The Lord is raising you. I say the Lord is raising you. I don't know how long you have stayed on that position. I don't know how long you have stagnated. By the power in the name of Jesus, move forward. I say move forward. I don't know who have written you off. A new story is written of concerning you. I say a new story is written concerning you. They may have closed your chapter, but today another chapter of yours is open. Where you have been rejected, hear this public announcement. Receive acceptance. I say receive acceptance. Maybe the devil is playing with your head. Maybe he's playing football with your finances. Maybe your peace is in trouble. I've come to say it by the power in the name of Jesus. There is a full restoration today. I say there is a full restoration today. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a living God. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. That's God that healed the sick. He will heal your body. It will restore your family. I say it will restore your family. You will not lose your eyes. You will not lose your leg. You will not lose any organs of your body. You will not die untimely. I say you will not cry anymore. In the name of Jesus. If I'm talking to you, jump on your feet and shout hallelujah. Faith, ask for Violet. Please have your seat. The time of gentility in Christianity is over. I'm tired of having my faith being kept. I'm tired of having my faith being bottled up. There is something. Ladies and gentlemen, in the world, violence is regarded as passing your pantry. But I've come to announce to you that in the kingdom where we belong, violence is acceptable. Violence is the password for restoration. Pastor, tell me, what are you saying? In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, the Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Today, whatever the enemy has taken from you, forcefully recover it. They are recovered today. What is faith? I'll just give us one definition. Faith is the supernatural force within us that determines the happenings around us. Faith is the supernatural force within us that determines the happening around us. Faith is right on our inside, but it determines the happening around us. With faith, you can do exploits. With faith, possibility is right within you. With faith, you bear fruit. With faith, you can see the hand of God. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. The Bible says that if you believe, if you have faith, you will say unto this mountain, verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be moved, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he seeth shall come to pass. What will happen to him? He shall have whatsoever he seeth. So faith is a force within us that determines the happenings around us. It determines whether things will go right with you. It determines whether you will still live healthy. It determines whether you will be successful within us. But you see, faith has a propelling force. It pushes us to action. It never allows us to accept mediocrity. It never allows us to accept the verdict of the enemy over us. It determines the happenings around us. What is in faith? Number one, what is in faith? We overcome battles of life essentially by faith. The number one thing that is in faith is that faith helps us to overcome. It makes you live a life of an overcomer. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, the Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. What is it? Our faith. Not our cry. Not the sympathy. Not begging. But our faith. Number two, what is in faith? Faith always beautify and add color to a life of believer. Faith add color and it beautify the life of a believer. So that means that without faith, the life of a Christian is not viable. The life of a Christian is not desirable without faith. As a matter of fact, you can't please God without faith. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is in faith? Number three, faith is the master key to unlimited possibility. Faith is the master key to unlimited possibility. In other words, with faith, all things are possible. In other words, with faith, hope is not lost. With faith, everything is possible. Look at Jesus. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says, if you read before that, there's a man who has a dumb spirit. And the Bible says, every time this spirit attacks this guy, you know, it troubles him a lot. And his father came to report to Jesus. And then in verse 23, the Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things. Somebody shout, all things. Again, say, all things. And I like how he ended it. He said, all things are possible to him. All things are possible to him that believe. It is him that believe. Do you believe that your life can be better than this? Do you believe that your success is unstoppable? Do you believe that you can still live healthy? Do you believe that things can still go on well? Do you believe that the economy can be better? Do you believe that you can still graduate? Do you believe that you can still get married on time? Do you believe that you can still travel out? Do you believe that you can still have your husband before the year is over? Do you believe that things don't mind what is happening? Some prophet has prophesied that things will not turn to normal. Yes, I want to tell you that things will not be normal again. But what will not be normal again is poverty. Poverty will not be normal again. Sickness will not be normal again. Failure will not be normal again. But there is a new season that God has ushered in. It's a season of health, season of prosperity, season of success, season of abundance, season of progress, season of possibility. If you believe it, receive it in the name of Jesus. What is in faith? Number four, power to please God. Power to please God is in faith. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11, verse 6. You know it. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you want to please God, faith is what to embrace. Number five, what is it in faith? Fulfillment. I love this. Fulfillment of prophecy. Fulfillment of prophecy. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. Oh, that was a prophecy that came. And the Bible tells us in verse 45, say, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told of him by the Lord. I don't know what God has told you. Maybe God has told you that you are bigger than this. Maybe God has told you that you are going to have one of the most prosperous business in the whole world. I don't know what God has told you. I don't know the prophecies you have received. I don't know, but I know surely that a lot of prophecy has come. Maybe you have forgotten. I know that there is a prophecy that come over you this month. That this month is your year, is your month of supernatural restoration. Oh, for somebody that came with faith, you are recovering everything that the enemy has stolen. Every prophecy of God's servant over your life, we have expression in the name of Jesus. How to use faith for supernatural restoration? How to use faith for supernatural restoration? Number one, absolute trust in God. Your faith is powerful. But you see, faith that works is faith that is rooted in God. Do you know that an unbeliever can start a business and believe so much so in himself and the business will prosper? Of course, we just read it. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things is possible to him that believe. He's talking in generic time. It's for anybody. Just believe. But you see, there come a time in your life when battles of life will arise. You know, I pity some Christians who have embraced the fairity in Christianity. You know, I said it before. If I am a devil, oh God. If I'm a devil, you know what you know who I will go after? I will go after unserious Christian. Ask me why. No, ask me why. The reason is because every time you are free from my custody, you go to church. And when you go to church, they raise prayer and you are firing me prayers. You are throwing arrow against me. You are, you know, throwing bombs at me. I want to do something, your prayer will not allow me to do it. Alright, so I will leave you. So by the time you come back to your house and you begin to live that kind of life that is anti-Christian, you know what I'm talking about now. I will just wake you in the night. You remember 3 hours ago in your night vigil? You were throwing bombs at me. I will beat. I pity Christians who have embraced the fairity of Christianity. I pity them. Life is a battle. My pastor told me that the only language the enemy understands is what? Force. Get ready for battle. I told somebody, I said, you see, I was already preaching. I said, wait. This life, if you want to make it, don't allow everything to be at ease. The Bible said, woe! It's him who is at ease in Zion. Don't allow. He said, if you don't have trouble, make trouble. Make trouble. See, don't. Hey! Hey! If everything is rosy, you they die, oh. I tell you, you they die. The devil is doing something to you. You don't know. Life is spiritual. Get ready for battle. Fight. Cause trouble. Cause trouble. Cause trouble. Cause trouble. But one thing is sure. Once you cause trouble, ensure that you fight and you win. But someone is telling me, Pastor, why are you telling me to cause trouble? You will cause trouble. How will you allow poverty to continue in your family? You will not cause trouble. Your father has diabetes. Your brother has diabetes. Your uncle has diabetes. You will not cause trouble. You won't cause trouble. In the kingdom of darkness, you will not cause trouble. Tell your friend, say, cause trouble, cause trouble, cause trouble, cause trouble. Don't allow everything to go and just sit down and be looking at, okay, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Okay. Absolute trust in God. Trust in the power of God. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to 7, the Bible says, as you trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean on your understanding, in all your way acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Trust the Lord with your life. He will never fail you. He will never disappoint you. He will never let you down. Number 2, speak the word. If you want to use your faith for supernatural restoration, speak the word. Speak the word. Speak. Faith demands speaking. The spirit of faith is a speaking spirit. My pastor told me, he said, never allow the devil to have the final say over your life. If the devil told you, you will die today. He said, devil, you are stupid. You will die today. Don't allow the devil to have final say over your life. If you dream and you discover that the devil sought you, brother, wake up. You dream, you have a dream, and you discover that you are riding one beautiful car, and then you are riding it, all of a sudden, the car turned to bicycle. And all of a sudden, you discover that the bicycle disappeared, you are walking. When you wake up, don't negotiate with the devil. Don't cry. Don't feel sorry. You are not a victim. You know what we will do? Just wake up, say, Kalabai Sataya Dada. If you like that car you saw in your dream, after you speak, Kumalo Shakaya, Indo, Prayado, Regedu Shakaya, drive the car and say, the devil, I take the car, you take the bicycle. Hallelujah. Faith demands speaking. Speak. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 says, since we have the same spirit of faith, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore what? Speak. What do you believe? Speak it. I believe that I am a success. Therefore, I declare that I am a success. I believe that I am more than conqueror. Therefore, I am more than conqueror. I believe that the happening in this world is not for my disadvantage. It's for my advantage. Then you continue to speak it. Speak. Don't keep quiet. Close mouth is closed destiny. Speak. Talk. Speak faith. Speak faith. I can say it 10,000 times. Speak. If you don't talk, the enemy will be talking. Oh, speak. Talk. Wake up in the night. Talk. When you are driving, talk. When you are sitting, talk. Every time, speak faith. Faith feed world. Walls rooted in God's word. And lastly, dare the unimaginable. Faith does not bow before challenges or opposition. It simply takes command. Look at the Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter 3. If you begin to read from verse 16 to verse 28, you know that scripture very well. They told everybody to bow down to the graven image of the king at the sound of the trumpet. But this guy said, no, we will not bow down. Dare the unimaginable. Who is supposed to break record in your family, if not you? Who is supposed to cast out the devil in your family, if not you? Dare the imaginable. You've been dreaming for a very long time. When are you going to act? The proof of faith is action. When once I see your actions, I know your faith. Dare the imaginable. You see, there is a prophecy over your life. And a prophecy over your life is that you are a success. The prophecy over your life is that the blessings of God make us rich and added no sorrow. If you don't move, nothing will move. God told Moses, when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, they saw the Red Sea. He looked behind, there was an army coming. He looked to the front. This is Red Sea. The man in his wisdom, when everybody was shouting, hey, Moses, you want to kill us here? You would have left us in Egypt. He said, oh, wait, calm down. He said, wait, by tomorrow, you will see the glory of the Lord. God stepping. He said, no, not be tomorrow. What are you saying? Moses, tell my people to go forward. God is waiting on you to move forward. And as those guys place their feet on the water, the Red Sea disappear. What is scaring you is waiting for you to take step. But tonight, receive grace to dare the unimaginable in the name of Jesus. I say, receive grace to dare unimaginable in the name of Jesus. I want you to jump up on your feet tonight. Jump up on your feet. Hallelujah. You can clap your hands together to celebrate Jesus better. Oh, hallelujah. I need you to open your mouth and say, Father, I thank you for your word tonight. Open your mouth and give him all the praise and all the glory. Thank him for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your word. Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.